Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rich Mandel, co-owner of Sterling Carpet and Flooring in Anaheim, California. Rich, how you doing?
Fine, thanks, Kemp.
It's good to talk to you. We talked, I guess, down in Aruba in the fall. You're one of the more recent members of the NFA. You've been running a successful independent flooring company with just one location, but you've been doing it for 30 years, and the business is doing pretty well, isn't it?
Yeah, thank God we're doing well. Thank you.
Tell me about business this year. Is it up versus last year?
It's actually a little ahead of last year. Our mix has changed. For many years, we're mostly carpet, and then, as like everybody else, hard surfaces crept in, and now we're probably up to 50-50. I know a lot of people are more than that, but
yeah.
We're having months where we're doing as much hard surface as we are carpet.
Okay. Well, and some people who don't know the history, I mean, you were a Stainmaster Flooring Center, so carpet has been kind of your focus for a long time, and so
right.
It makes sense that
we're
you're still
a roll-stocking dealer. Yeah. Still stock rolls, but now we stock more pallets of LVP, et cetera.
One more quick news item before we get to what I want to talk to you about. Last time I talked to you, you said your son, Dan, was coming in. He was buying your business partner, John Erst, out. So that's been going well, and working with your son's working out?
It's working great. I tell everybody we're working for him now. We had the biggest year we ever had last year.
Uh-huh.
He took over, so maybe he's doing something, must be doing something better than we ever did.
Yeah, well, he's probably trying some new ideas. You know, the Internet is such a big factor now. He's pushing you probably to do some things there, right?
Yeah, and he understands it a lot better than John and I did. He's willing to try a lot of things. It's great to see his energy and his passion for it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you why I'm calling you. I wanted to talk to you about this big news last week about Royalty deciding just to close its doors. Not a whole lot of notice, and I thought maybe we could talk about the historic perspective and kind of maybe the gap that it leaves. And the reason I'm calling you is because, as I said, you were a Stainmaster Flooring Center, Royalty focused on branded nylon 6/6, and I think about half of what they sold was Stainmaster. And they're right there in your backyard. I mean, they're in Irvine, you're in Anaheim, so that's, what, about 30 minutes away, right?
Right. They're very close to us.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you know about Mike Dardarian and some of the history of that mill.
Well, over the years, Mike, as you and I have discussed before, Kent, when John and I bought the store 30 years ago, we didn't know anything about carpet.
Right.
We knew the fuzzy side was up, and that was it. And over the years, Mike was very, very nice to us. We had a nice business with Royalty, and they always made a nice product. They had a wonderful line. And we could have probably sold more over the years, but we were very married to Tuftex when the Cooks owned it, and then Julian owned it, and then when Shaw bought it. And they were direct competitors.
Uh-huh.
So even though we sold a fair amount of Royalty, we always sold more Tuftex. But they were very easy to deal with. Mike was very nice to us, and they always had nice products. Since we sell better goods, we did a little more with Camelot, actually, than we did with Royalty. So when the Kazarian sold that to him, we still did a lot of Camelot. They were just a good mill. They produced well, didn't have a lot of claims, and nice to do business with.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this or not, but not only did they tuft out there, but they actually had their own yarn operation as well, right?
Yeah, I think in Porterville or somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Was somewhere a little north. Yeah, I mean they were great. They were very nice to do business with.
In my research, I'm finding out that just a week ago, their annual pace of sales was about $80 million at wholesale value, and there was roughly 450-500 employees there. So this is going to leave a gap, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to, and the way it happened, I happened to be away when I heard it. I guess they just closed the doors. I know when Andrea took over and she came to see us, and
yeah.
I liked her, and
yeah.
She seemed like she put a lot of money into it and
right.
Came out with a lot of new products. So I was surprised. I knew that people were looking to buy them, but I hadn't heard much about that in the last few weeks, so.
Yeah, I heard too.
I was surprised. I think a lot of people were surprised they just closed the doors.
Yeah, we did a leadership interview on Andrea Greenleaf in February issue of 2014. She's a gemologist. Her dad asked her to come be back in the business, and then when he died, surprisingly, she took over. And like you said, she invested more money in the business. But what I'm being told now is the real estate they have out there is worth some money, and there's some people that want to buy it. So I guess that's the decision that they've made, is to cash out with the real estate.
That could be. I mean, the real estate that they own, or that people say they own, uh-huh, in Irvine has got to be worth multi-millions, maybe hundreds of millions. I don't know.
Yeah.
But very desirable locations, and it's just sad to see them go. Yeah. Sad to see anybody go. I liked her. She always told it like it was.
One of the things that I understand is her husband died about 6 months ago, and I guess some of the passion came out over then, and so that may have been a factor as well. You know, I asked her in this interview I did with her a couple of years ago in Floor Focus about this shift from soft surface to hard surface, and she kind of had an attitude about it. She said, you know, if everybody made great carpet like we do, it wouldn't be happening.
So, I don't know about that, yeah. But I guess she was entitled to her opinion.
Right, exactly. All right, well, Rich, I appreciate you sharing with us. I knew you'd know a little bit more about what was going on out there. I hope you continue to have a great year, and I look forward to seeing you at the next NFA meeting.
I appreciate it, Kemp. Thanks for calling.
Again, been talking to Rich Mendel, co-owner of Sterling Carpet and Flooring in Anaheim, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.